Ugandan long-distance runner who competed at the Paris Olympics this summer has died. This is after an attack by her boyfriend, according to the Ugandan National Olympic Committee. Rebecca Cheptegei was severely burned. She was in Kenya. The man poured gasoline on her and set her on fire on Sunday. The local authorities have confirmed. I'm joined by Jane Flanagan, who's Africa correspondent for The Times. Jane, good morning and thank you for joining us. What can you tell us about this appalling tragedy?
Yeah, so apparently Rebecca Cheptegei suffered a total organ failure last night in the intensive care unit where she was being treated in Kenya. So this is when, you know, we're now dealing with a murder case. The boyfriend, who witnesses say set her alight, is being treated in the same hospital. So I think there's a lot of pressure now on the police to announce what they're going to do with this investigation. I think what's, obviously a really dramatic and pointless incident. But what it has done is highlight the incredible problem that Kenya has with gender-based violence. 40% of Kenyan women say that they will have experienced some sort of physical abuse from intimate partners during their lifetime. It also highlights that there is a problem in Kenyan sport. Cheptegei is just the most recent in a string of attacks on some of Kenya's most prominent runners. Agnes Tirop was the most famous case of this a couple of years ago. She had recently taken the women's 10-kilometer world record. She had also recently returned from competing at the Olympic Games, then in Tokyo. Months after her, there was another runner who was killed by her partner, also in Kenya. These are all women training in the high-altitude training camps in the Great Rift Valley there in Kenya. And I think that also points to tensions there. You've got a whole new generation of young women, ambitious, who've been trained to succeeding in their sport. They're bringing a lot of attention to themselves. They're winning money. They're becoming breadwinners in their families. And this does demonstrate that the Kenyan sporting authorities really have to be part of some sort of education program in Kenya to really address what is clearly a really critical problem there.
Cheptegei, Ugandan, but concentrating her training, as so many do, in Kenya. And is this type of violence against women, and you mention a number of athletes there, is it targeted at women more widely?
Yes, I mean, the role of women in the Kenyan society. Just this morning, I was reading a Kenyan newspaper report on this particular incident. And what struck me was the type of language that was being used in a newspaper report to on this story. I've covered this story myself. I know the sort of language that I'm using about her being killed, about her being set alight, about the murders and killings of these women. If you read the sort of coverage that this sort of story gets in Kenya, it's written in a very, she has died, she was found strangled. It's written in an entirely different way, as though someone has not taken responsibility for this. So I hope that we'll see today a stronger reaction from the Kenyan authorities. So Cheptegei was running for Uganda, where she is from and where she was training, are very close, just over the border there in East Africa. And terrible details coming out today from her daughter, who witnessed the attack at their home in East Africa. And she said, you know, that the boyfriend who attacked her mother attempted to prevent the children from running to her aid, and she had to call neighbours to help. But really, really terrible, graphic information and details coming out.
Absolutely, Jane. Really horrific details. Jane Flanagan there from The Times, and thank you very much.